Oh, hey guys. I was just going over the commercial for our new Dollar Chicken menu. You'd be amazed at how cheap we can get chicken the day after the sell-by date. And I pass that savings right on to the customer.
Along with salmonella, probably. Still using that same jingle after over 30 years, huh?
Well, I'm a sentimental guy. Why mess with perfection?
Can't argue with airtight logic like that. So, we have an investment opportunity for you.
Oh, yeah? I always look forward to these. You guys are the best financial advisors a guy could hope for. You haven't steered me wrong yet.
Well, that's not entirely.
I mean, we've had the occasional misstep.
Oh, you've made some mistakes, sure. But how could you have known that Napster was going to go south? Or that Friendster wasn't going to be the next Facebook? Or that Quickster wasn't going to work out for Netflix? I guess it took us a while to realize we shouldn't jump at every new product that ends in stir.
Pretty much anything we've suggested for the past 15 years.
This one's a surefire hit, though, no question.
Lay it on me.
Ta-da!
What am I looking at here, guys? It looks like one of them magic eye pictures, except I can't quite make out what it's supposed to be. My depth perception hasn't been so good since my batch laser eye surgery.
It's a QR code.
What now?
A QR code! You can slap these things all over everything in your restaurant. The menus, the ketchup bottles.
The waitresses?
The waitresses, sure! Your customers scan that code in with their cell phones and it opens a browser window to whatever website you want them to go to.
Couldn't we just throw them, what do you call it, Earls on everything? They ain't so hard to type in.
Typing is a thing of the past. People want to scan things now.
And once they download a code reading app to their smartphones, register the app with a unique username and password, configure their phone's camera to work as a scanner, learn how to aim the camera at the QR code at just the right angle and just the right lighting, then pull their phones out when they see a QR code and launch that app, it'll open that URL for them in their browsers automatically.
It'll save them valuable seconds of tedious typing.
I feel like there's something familiar about this conversation.
I'm telling you, MC, this baby is the future! By the end of 1999, everyone will be using one of these. It's all that and a bag of chips!
And it's called the QCAT?
Right! There'll be these slamming barcodes all over everything.
And the people will use these special scanners to read them!
This tech bubble's never gonna burst, as far as I can tell. Best to get it on this kind of thing on the ground floor. Let's do it. I'm sure you guys had the best of intentions there, but I lost quite a bit of scratch on that venture. In fact, I think I still have the magazine article here.
Is that... Do you keep records of every failed investment you've ever made?
Well, every investment.
Same difference.
Here we go. It's a massive flop, this one guy says. A fiasco. It fails to solve a problem which never existed. And, you have to wonder about a business plan based on the notion that people want to interact with a soda can.
Okay, granted, that was a bad choice, but this one's entirely different.
Just recently, the Royal Dutch Mint issued a coin with a QR code on it. Hard currency. Doesn't get much more legit than that.
The Dutch, you say? Well, alright, I'll give it a look. Is there any literature?
Sure, we have a PDF of a pamphlet you can print out.
Just scan this QR code to get it.
Well, I don't actually have a smartphone. Will those things work with my Zune?